should we permanently pedestrianise Belfast city centre? Well, could be on the cards. Belfast City Council and the Departments for Infrastructure and Communities have announced they'll jointly commission a study to examine how the city centre should develop in a way that's accessible and welcoming for all. The Belfast City Councillor and former Mayor, Jim Rogers. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. What do you think, Jim? Would you pedestrianise it?
Well, Stephen, I think we need to go through a consultation process, and I welcome the announcement by the two government departments, and of course the City Council will play a leading role. You will be aware that there's a lot of cities now in the United Kingdom and, in fact, in the British Isles, which have been pedestrianised. Seem to be working very successfully. Some people like it, some people don't. But we need to hear the views of a wide range of people. And obviously, that would include the likes of TransLink and the private coach operators, both the public and private taxis, as well as the various companies and traders. Because Belfast is a very small city. And during the time that Royal Avenue and Donegal Place was closed due to the terrible Primark fire, quite a number of disabled groups and disabled drivers, the blue badge holders, were complaining bitterly that they couldn't get into the city and they just give it up as a bad job. So they're also key. So widespread consultation, and then let's look at the
response. What's your opinion?
Pardon?
What's your opinion?
Well, I have an open mind on it.
My goodness, Jim,
probably would work because you're only basically talking about Royal Avenue and Donegal Place. The rest, although some people would tell you the Department for Infrastructure would be keen to take all the buses, all the cars out of the heart of the city centre. Now, I wouldn't go along with that, but if you look at Royal Avenue, Donegal Place, which I've just mentioned, if you look at Castle Place, Castle Junction, those are the key areas, and people liked it whenever there was no buses nor no cars coming in there during the time of the fire. So, again, I'll always listen to what people think and then form my own opinion, but big job ahead for the two government departments, Department for Infrastructure and Department for Communities, along with the City Council and all the trader groups, as well as the other organisations that I've mentioned.
Taxi driver Ken Kelly, what do you think, Ken?
I don't, from a taxi point of view, we've never been allowed in there anyway. Taxis, private hire or public hire, can't go into that area.
You're allowed everywhere else in the road. You drive like you own the roads.
Well, it's a bit like yourself, I suppose, using a car to come in every day instead of using a park and ride. So let's not go there.
I don't do park. We all use the road. Ride.
But in respect of the area that Jim has mentioned, with the buses going through, and it's down now to disabled access and buses, and I don't think there's any real necessity. Now, from one point of view, there was a sad fatality with a bus in that area.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah, numerous accidents. So in a way, it's traffic and pedestrians don't mix. But certainly from a taxi point of view, black taxis, private hire taxis are not allowed in that area.
I was in the city centre a few weeks ago when they had that pedestrian zone up and going. They've taken it away now, haven't they? And that pedestrian zone just outside Castle Court, I think it was. It allowed them to, they had seating there, there were kids playing games in the middle of the road, and it looked family friendly, Jim. Now, not for me to say that they couldn't create that type of space elsewhere, of course they could, but in the heart of, I've never seen, it created a different feel, Jim Rogers, in the city centre.
Absolutely, Stephen.
You saw mums and dads outside the shops playing with the kids.
We want the capital city of Northern Ireland, Belfast, to be family friendly. We want it to be people friendly. And I have no difficulty with that. Whenever you pedestrianise an area, it costs money. Hopefully, if we did go with it, the finance would be available from the government departments. But in saying that, let's consult, let's hear people's views, and then decide on the way forward. Because there will be a lot of people saying, no, definitely not. I mean, for example, I was tortured along with other public representatives during the closure of Donegal Place and Castle Place, where people couldn't get parked. It was a nightmare. Some people just gave up. They just stopped coming into the city. Those who used public transport had to alight at Donegal Street and also Wellington Place and Donegal Square, East and North. And they just weren't happy with that whatsoever. So again, we need to learn from what other cities have done. Visits need to be made to see exactly how they have operated and how successful it is. And I have no doubt then we will come to a decision one way or the other.
And Chris Souter, local businessman in the city centre. What do you think, Chris? Would you support a pedestrian zone? Morning.
100%. I would support a pedestrian zone. You know, for me, it's about making Belfast a 21st century city. And if you look around Europe and the wider, even the wider UK, cities are definitely going down this model of trying to bring more people, more families, more events into their retail core. Retail as a sector is getting consistently driven online, Stephen. And we as retailers and businesses, we need our cities to help us bring people to our front door, so that we can then turn that into sales and turn that into money.
Well, but
so,
it would be more difficult, wouldn't it, for people, for example, who are disabled? They wouldn't be able to drive into the likes of those spaces and get into the shops.
Well, don't forget, now, we're only talking a very, very small, finite part of Belfast City Centre. So you would still have lots of disabled access in the periphery. And like we're talking Castle Place, we're talking maybe Royal Avenue, Donegal Place. I think that the model that has been in place since the Primark fire has actually worked very, very well. And at the very start,
I agree with that.
There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of business. There was a lot of people went out of business. And we understand that, and that was terrible. But now that has all settled, I think the model is working very, very well, Stephen. And I think we should keep it, because you know, for us, you imagine if you want, you can buy stuff online, or you can come into Belfast and buy it in the shop, and then go somewhere with your family in the afternoon for a nice cup of tea or coffee. Wow. If you watch an event,
I would still question, why would you want to come into Belfast with the horrendous parking situation that there is sometimes when you're driving round and round and round in circles trying to find a parking spot, and if you do park somewhere, yes, you can, Ken.
Now, I am a pensioner with a full bus pass. I find it going into town much easier. I actually park out of town on a bus route beside a bus stop. Now, but I use the number 7. So if I'm at a Primark, I have to walk the hard street to get my bus. So there's no necessity for buses in that area.
Yeah,
I have to walk from Primark right away up to Hard Street. So what's the difference of that bus having to walk down towards the new university area?
Yeah, Stephen, I think we need a bit of a culture change even in this country. We're still very much reliant on the car. We're reliant on ease of access. You know, there's nothing wrong with having to go 5 minutes under to get a bus or park. Like, there's plenty of parking in Belfast, Stephen.
Right. Well,
Park and ride is the answer, Stephen.
Well, let's see what our listeners at home think. Thank you very much indeed, Chris, Jim, Ken. Thank you. Morning to you.